This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to United States and France. Prime Minister Modi visited the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was Prime Minister's first visit to the U.S. after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During a substantive and productive visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, energy security and people-to-people linkages, as well as regional and global issues of concern. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from the 10th to the 12th of this month. During the visit, Mr. Modi co-chaired the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit in Paris, along with French President Emmanuel Macron. They also jointly inaugurated the newest Consulate General of India in Marseille. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has expressed optimism over the direction of India's democracy. He stressed that India's democracy has delivered. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking while participating in a panel discussion yesterday on the topic Live to Vote Another Day, Fortifying Democratic Resilience at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. He spoke how the elections are conducted in India and mentioned about recent elections in Delhi and the parliamentary elections held last year. The External Affairs Minister said he differs in the view that democracy is in trouble globally and highlighted India's democracy. At the national elections, the electorate of about 900 million, about 700 million voted and votes are counted in a single day. He said nobody disputes the result after it is announced, adding that from the time India started voting in the modern era, 20% of people vote more today than they did decades ago. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE board examinations for class 10th and 12th are set to commence from today. Over 42 lakh students are expected to appear in these exams across 7,842 centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The class 10th exams will conclude on the 18th of March and the class 12 exams will end on the 4th of April. Students taking the board exams must carry with them the CBSE Admit Card 2025 as it is mandatory for entry. As per the CBSE guidelines, all stationery items like pens, pencils, erasers and geometry boxes should be kept in a transparent pouch. Students can carry a transparent water bottle to stay hydrated during the exam. They have been advised to arrive 30 to 45 minutes before the exam starts to avoid any last-minute rush. Mobile phones, smartwatches and electronic gadgets are not allowed inside the examination hall. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro has introduced a series of measures to ensure smooth and hassle-free travel for students appearing for the exams. Students carrying the CBSE admit cards will be given priority during security checks at the metro stations. They will also be prioritized while purchasing tickets. Central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi held a meeting with farmers' representatives to discuss the various demands in Chandigarh yesterday, with both sides agreeing to meet again for the next round of talks on the 22nd of this month. Talking to media after the meeting last evening, Mr. Joshi said during the meeting the farmers were informed about several steps taken by the Narendra Modi government for the welfare of the farming community. The minister said Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the next meeting. Around 15,000 sanitation workers will strive to create a world record today by participating in the largest synchronized sweeping drive at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. This comes in the backdrop of two remarkable world records created at the Mahakumbh yesterday. First, by becoming the largest event globally with over 50 crore direct participants. The second is setting up a new benchmark for the largest ever synchronized river cleaning campaign. The third edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will inaugurate the prestigious cultural event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.